Good day, students. Welcome to today's e-learning. This is English language for JS1. It's for those in JS1. I'm your English teacher, Mrs. Emeka. Please pay attention to our today's lesson, which is going to be on comprehension, listening comprehension. It's a listening comprehension. That is to say, you have to pay attention and listen as I read. For you, this comprehension, which you may expected to listen to and understand, comprehend it, so that you'll be able to answer the questions that follows after it. So listening comprehension, you are going to listen to the text. Haruna is alone. Haruna is alone, that's the title. The text focuses on the end of term, just as we are about ending our term. Now, you should be familiar with what happens then. You know how you feel when the term is coming to an end. It doesn't matter whether you are a day student or a brother or a brother. Are you getting me? From what you are going to read, don't be bothered about being a day student. After I'm not a day student, I'm not a brother. Please, it's for everybody. It doesn't matter. So, but before we go in, I want you to discuss with your siblings, anybody around you who can pay your attention, with whom you can share your idea with. Discuss with any of them some of the things. It can be your neighbor or your siblings. Any of the things that happen at the end of the term when students are free to go back to their homes. Are you with me? Discuss it with anybody around you there. Some of the things that happen at the end of the term when students are free to go back to their homes. Yes, student, you should know what happens. Now, listen attentively and be ready to answer some questions after this. I hope you are ready. I begin. The title, as I have said, is Haruna is Alone. Haruna is the name of a person. Haruna is alone. Are you there? Okay. The school term had just come to an end. Most of the students at Sango Secondary School, just like students from every other schools, were excited to be going home. Some lucky students had their brothers, sisters, and parents waiting to drive them home. Others boarded a bus to take them to Zaria, while a few had to walk, hoping for a lift along the way. Just a short passage. Hope you got it. I take it for the second and last time, please. Haruna is alone. The school term had just come to an end. Most of the students at Sango Secondary School, just like students from every other school, were excited to be going home. Some lucky students had their brothers, sisters, and parents waiting to drive them home. Others boarded a bus to take them to Zaria, while a few had to walk, hoping for a lift along the way. I hope you got the passage. Now listen to the questions which you are expected to answer from the passage, from what you have heard from the word passage. The question says, number one, what had just come to an end? Just a simple question. What had just come to an end? Number two, what is the name of the school in this passage? What is the name of the school in this passage? Number three, why were some students said to be lucky? Why were some students said to be what? Lucky. Number four, what did those who were not so lucky do? What did those who were not so lucky do? Number 5. Have you ever had to walk home alone at night? Have you ever had to walk home alone at night? Discuss with your partner how you felt. Remember who is your partner? I've told you at the beginning. Discuss with your partner how you felt. Number 6. The following are phrases used in the passage. I hope you still remember our lesson on phrases. A group of words without a final verb that is functioning as a part of speech. The following are phrases in the passage. Use them in forming sentences of your own. Do you get that? We have some phrases that are used in the passage. You expect to use them in forming sentences of your own. Number A, first one is the school term. The school term. B, hoping for a lift. Hoping for a lift. C, lucky students. Lucky students. So you expect to use these three phrases to form in making sentences or forming sentences of your own. Here comes the end of the lesson. Thank you and remain blessed.